tenderness flooded her at the sight of a once legendary general cleaning up her house to keep her from having to do it. His kindness touched her all the way to her heart. He looked up and met her gaze. The warm concern in those deep blue eyes warmed her deeply. "Thank you," she said. He shrugged.
"Didn't have anything else to do."
Though he'd said the words casually, there was a note in his voice that belied his nonchalance. "I'm still grateful." She walked into the room, looking around at all his hard work. Her throat tight, she placed her hand on the mahogany footboard. "This was my grandmother's bed," she told him. "I can still hear my mother telling me how my grandfather made it for her. He was a carpenter." His jaw rigid, he stared at her hand.
"It's hard, isn't it?"
"What?"
"Letting go of the ones you love."
She knew he spoke from his heart, from the heart of a father who missed his children. Though he no longer thrashed about at night, she still heard him whisper their names, and she wondered if he knew how often he dreamed of them. And she wondered how many times a day he must think of them and ache for the loss.
"Yes," she said quietly.
"But then, you know that better than I do, don't you?" He didn't speak. Grace let her gaze drift around the room. "I guess it's time I move on, but I swear I can still hear them, feel them."
"It's their love you feel. It still warms you."
"You know, I think you're right."
"Hey," Selena said from the doorway, interrupting them. "Bill's calling for a pizza. You feel up to eating?"
"I think so," Grace said.
"What about you?" Selena asked Julian. Julian cast a knowing smile to Grace.
"I'd love some pizza."
Grace actually laughed as she remembered him asking for it the night she'd conjured him. "Okay," Selena said. "Pizza it is."
Julian handed Grace her mother's wedding rings.
"I found those on the floor."
Grace started to put them back on the dresser, but she couldn't. Instead, she placed them on her right hand, and for the first time in years, she felt comforted by them.
As they left the room, Julian started to close the door.
"No," Grace said softly. "Leave it open."
"You sure?"
She nodded.
As she entered her bedroom, she realized he'd cleaned it as well. But when she saw the empty shelves where her books had once been, her heart broke again. This time, when Julian closed the door, she didn't argue. Hours later, after they had eaten, Grace finally convinced Bill and Selena to leave.
"I'm fine, really,"
she assured them for the umpteenth time at the door. Reaching out, she placed her hand on Julian's arm, grateful for the strength of his presence.
"Besides, I have Julian."
Selena gave her a stern look. "You call if you need anything."
"I will." Still unable to feel completely at ease, she locked the door and led Julian upstairs to her room.
She lay in bed with Julian at her side.
"I just feel so vulnerable," she whispered.
He stroked her hair.
"I know. Just close your eyes and know that I'm here. I'll keep you safe.